tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Story number two. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I've found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is more rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Singular parable, story number three. There was a man, Jesus continued, who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided the property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all that he had. He set out for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in wild living. After he spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and he hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him into his field to feed his pigs. Not a great job for a Jewish boy. He longed to feed his own stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything to eat. Translation, rock bottom. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father, and I will say to my father, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. And he ran to his son and he threw his arms around him and he kissed him." Literally, it's in a tense of the verb that he kissed him repeatedly. The son said to him, he's got the speech, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate." Reason: for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he's found. So they begin to celebrate. The scene changes. That's the younger brother. Now the camera moves to the older faithful brother. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field, out working. When he came near the house, he heard the music and the dancing, so he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come home," he replied, "and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in, so the father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these..."